This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim haba, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis, learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Hamevi get me medina siyam, son who brings a document of divorce from overseas. Amani says, Befanai nechtav, it was written before me, aval loy befanai nechtam, but it was not signed before me. Or if he says, Befanai nechtam was signed before me, aval loy befanai nechtav, was not written before me. Or Befanai nechtav kula befanai nechtam chetzei, it was written before me, and half of it was signed before me. Or Befanai nechtav chetzei befanai nechtam kulai, or it was half written in front of me, and entirely signed before me, pasal, it's pasal. The reason is, if he just says, Befanei Nechtam, according to Rabbit's Pasal, because if you did not say Befanei Nechtam, according to Rabba, the Chasima has to be Lishma, according to Rabba, it's not verified. If you didn't say Befanei Nechtav, according to Rabba, you need Ksiva Lishma, according to Rabba. Since you only said Befanei Nechtam, they're going to make a mistake that other Shtaris also, you could be Mekayim Be'ed Echad. And if you just said Befanei Nechtam Chetziyoy, then it's like you didn't say Befanei Nechtam. And if you said Befanei Nechtav Chetziyai, the Gemara explains they're talking about the last half, the Toyfes, and it's like the get was not written before you at all. Echad Oimer Befanei Nechtav. If one witness says it was written before me, Echad Oimer, and one says Befanei Nechtam, it was signed before me, Pasal, it's Pasal. The Gemara explains it's talking about where the get does not come from both of them, only one of them is holding it, only one of them is a shliach. So the shliach is not saying only Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtam, therefore the get is pasul, because the other guy, since he's not a shliach, he's not neman. Shnayim oimim Befaneinu Nechtav, Echad oimim Befanei Nechtam, pasul. If two say it was written in front of him, and one said it was signed in front of him, it's pasul. Here also we're talking about where the get is not coming out of the possession of that one aid, and therefore he's not believed. Rabbi Huda Machshir, Rabbi Huda says it's kosher, even though only one of them is holding it, because since two testify on the ksiva, we're not worried that maybe they'll make a mistake and they'll be mekayim other shtaros with one aid. Echad oimer befanei nechtav, ushnayim oimer befaneinu nechtam kosher. One says it was written in front of me, and two say it was signed in front of us, it's kasher. According to Rava, even if only one of them is holding the get, it's kasher, because you have two eidim to verify it. According to Rava, it has to be a case where the get is coming out from the one who said, Befanai nechtav, because the Chachamim believed one eid like two if he's a shliach. Mishnah Beis, nechtav bayom, if the get was written during the day, v'nechtam bayom, and signed during the day, v'laylo, or written at night, v'nechtam b'laylo, or signed at night. In other words, it was written at night and signed at night, or balayla v'nechtam yom, it was written at night and signed the next day, kasher, because the writing and the signing were all on one day, and because the day follows the night. Bayom v'nechtam balayla, if it was written during the day and signed at night, so now this is a get mukdam pasal, because a get mukdam and a get written dated in advance of when it was signed is pasul. The Gemara says the reason why the Chachamim masakin a zman and a get is because of basa choisai. Maybe you'll use it as a way of covering up if the wife was mazana in a case where you were related to her. So therefore, we cannot allow a get mukdam. Rav Shimon machsher. Rav Shimon says it's kasha. The Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, zman and get is not because of shema yechape al basa choisai, might cover up for a woman who is mazana. It's because of peirois. Because if you don't write the Zman in the get, the Baal may say the Peirois and say he sold it before the Gerushin, even though it was after the Gerushin. Shahai Rav Shimon, Oimer Rav Shimon would say, Kol HaGitin, all Shtarish, Shenichtavu Bayim Venechtavu Balaya, that were written during the day and signed the next night, Sulin, they're all Pasul if they're written in advance, Chutz Mi Gitei Nashim, except for Gitin. The reason why Gitin, we're not worried that he'll unlawfully sell the Peirois is because from the moment the person decided to divorce, he already loses the rights to the peirois, so he can't sell them even from the earlier date. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, the reason why they were misaking zman and a get was because of peirois, that if the get is not dated, the Baal will sell the next day milug after the gerushin, and he'll say he sold it before the gerushin. But if it was written during the day and signed that night, even though it's advanced, he holds as soon as the Baal decides to divorce, even though he didn't, he doesn't have the peiros. So we're not afraid that he will be able to sell what doesn't belong to him, because already from the earlier time, he was not able to sell. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.